Warning, there is 25% more Florida Man in this episode, if you're a patron, that is, and 50% more host. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, November the 20th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man regrets that Lassie died 60 years ago.
Lassie's dead?
You're not 60 yet. He died before you were born.
Oh, okay. A Florida mom shows what happens if she doesn't have her coffee.
A Florida man has an impromptu bongo concert.
And a Florida man tells the New England Patriots to go fuck themselves and gives them the tools to do so.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
We're going to try something different tonight. This is our first live call-in or Skype-in, whichever way you want to do it. And I don't know why we chose to do this, and I got a very good feeling we were going to regret it in the end. But somehow we have decided that we would allow
our favorite listener.
Our favorite listener and our first patron sponsor.
Yep.
We would allow her. We had way too much alcohol on last show, and she's been giving a shit, so we called her and decided to put her on the show tonight, and we're doing a live via Skype, so she can see both of us. You can see us both?
I unfortunately can.
Yes, there we go. That's the kind of humor you're going to get, folks.
And this is Heather, by the way.
I didn't introduce her.
No.
Do you want to just call you Heather?
Yeah, we'll just go with Heather.
Yeah, okay. Let's do Heather.
And really, one of the reasons we have her on tonight is because, you know, we're looking at ways to expand the show in the future, and we wanted to work out all the kinks before we get a real guest on.
Ouch.
Wow, that was mean. and you gnaw my ass over this shit, yet he's the one dishing it out. Yet he's the golden boy, and I'm the whooping stone.
That's according to Tracy, though.
You'll regret that later in the show, Joel. I was going to aim this at Phil, but now you're going to be hurting for certain.
I didn't want to feel left out.
All right, so I have a few questions for our guest host tonight.
Oh, yeah,
it's my turn. So I want to know, you're in Indiana, right?
That is correct.
And temperature there is what?
26 degrees.
26 degrees in Indiana. And what are we here?
83 right now. it got all the way up to 86 today.
It got to 86. Yeah, so we got that going for us. All right, so I want to know how, and look, we did not know you before any of this. So we were not friends in a former life or, you know, did we know who you were? So how did you come upon our podcast, or how did you find us?
So my very
why did you stay? Even better.
Well, my very handsome and manly, as we were talking before the show, fiance, I guess, was looking for a podcast, and he, I guess, searched. I don't even know what, but searched like funny crime podcast or something and came across you guys and was listening to it in the car. And I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. And so then I started kind of following it on my own, and I just became a little bit more invested and stole his thunder.
So you got a t-shirt. Cool. We sent you some t-shirt. Did you get the bumper sticker? Do you have the stickers?
I got no bumper stickers.
Well, we didn't send the bumper
sticker. No, we sent a postcard.
Sent a postcard. Yeah. I even signed it, I think.
Yep. Yes, you did.
You did.
I did?
The postcard's on my fridge. And me and my fiance got a t-shirt.
Wait a minute. We didn't discuss that.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Yeah.
Fair enough. What's he doing tonight? Episode, where's so he at? On.
He's at work.
Okay. So what kind of work do you do?
So I am a medical student. So I basically wing it, pretend like I know what I'm doing all day, and pay $60,000 a year to work 60 hours a week.
I think you need a business advisor, because that doesn't sound right.
Well, we've been watching. We are Grey's Anatomy's fanatics here. Actually, we aren't. The kids are. But I've seen every damn. That thing has to be like 87 episodes. I mean, seasons. It never ends.
I know that my wife started watching it when it first came out, and that was before my daughter was born, so.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah. Or when she was really, really little.
Well, cool. All right, so we are going to get in. How are we going to do this? We're going to let her read a story, and are we just going to let her chime? We'll do. I'll do the first one as normal, and she can chime in whenever she wants.
Sure, yeah.
And then okay. We'll see how she does. If she screws it up, then we'll just mute her the rest of the show.
Yeah, that works
for
me.
Mm-hmm. Men have tried to mute me before.
Oh, before we get into it, I just wanted to let you know, I found out we have some competition.
Competition?
Oh.
Yes. There is a, as of last month, there is a new podcast hosted by Sheriff Grady Judd.
No.
Yes.
Judd has his own, Grady Judd has his own podcast?
He does. It's called Not In My County.
Son of a bitch. I bet he don't go, does he
we,
go through all the press releases?
We don't have anything to worry about.
Good. Okay. Very good.
Man.
Yeah. He might be good at public speaking at those press conferences where he's got an audience, but him just reading what they've written for him in front of a microphone.
All right, so we do have a little bit of business to talk about tonight before we get started. We had a great time back in, when was the live show, June?
Oh, I don't know, yeah.
Look on the back of your shirt, Heather.
July.
Was it June or July?
I don't know.
Actually, it might have been August.
August, all right.
Anyway.
Yeah, August,
so we're going to do another live show. And right now we're going to try to fit it in sometime in early December. We've got and we will we got to work on the details and probably the same location and Coosatchie Jacks that we've done before. But we're going to work on doing another live broadcast in December. We've got some construction going on there and about to go on and building a new stage and some lighting, and we're going to have a nice little setup. So we're going to see if we can christen it and do another live podcast sometime in December, early December. Make it a Christmas episode.
Sure.
Our annual Florida Man Christmas episode.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
We wear ugly sweaters. Well, we can't wear a sweater. We get too hot. Ugly t-shirts. Unless it's...
Yeah, like the Florida Man one you sent me.
All right, look. All right. I ain't gonna sit here and listen to this shit for an hour. All right,
hey, so that's a limited edition. Those
that's
are
a
all
limited
sold
edition.
Out
that's the best okay. we could do. All right, Heather. Here we go. I'm gonna read the first one, and you're welcome to chime in, interrupt, interject, butt in wherever you want. All right.
Oh, I sure will.
Story number one: Florida man gets stuck after climbing down a 30-foot well, quote, for bragging rights. A man was rescued early Wednesday after he climbed down a 30-foot well in Volusia County and couldn't get back out, officials said.
In Volusia County, that is the Daytona area. So lots of free-flowing alcohol in that place is because they are spring break and biker or Biketoberfest and bike week destination. So I'm guessing these guys were a little bit lit.
Well, hang on. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt first. All right. The incident occurred in a wooded area south of DeLeon Springs. Three men, ages 18, 19, and 20.
Barely men.
All in a row.
Yeah.
Had mowed the lawn on the property previously and told Volusia County deputies they planned to return and climb into the well, quote, for bragging rights, according to the incident report.
What kind of bragging rights is it?
Well, it depends on how big the well is and if it was something that a lot of people did. Well,
apparently it's 30 feet deep.
That's for our mathematically challenged...
Three stories.
Our 10 yards.
Yep.
I did that in my head.
I am so confused.
What?
Bragging literally for what?
Well, let's
they're
see what they
18,
said.
19, and 20. They're not...
Maybe a bunch of them did it, and then this is like the cool thing to do.
God, boys are dumb.
No, they're not. All right, the 18-year-old... Became
they
stuck.
Set the youngest one down
yeah,
first.
Yeah, they send the kid down first. The 18-year-old became stuck at the bottom of the well, and his friends tried to pull him out with a rope tied to an SUV.
Whoa.
According to the report. His friends called 911 after being unable to free the 18-year-old from the well.
They have an SUV,
yeah,
and they can't pull an 18-year-old boy.
Well, he would
have
pulled him in half if he was stuck. Yeah. What were they tied it to? Around his waist? And then, all right. Oh.
Just slip this around your neck.
I'm thinking snatch block, you know, or thinking snatch rope.
Well, and if it's a rope and they're pulling it with the SUV, it's not like they've got a winch where they can pull them straight up. I'm sure that rope is just digging into the side of the well.
All right. Quote, "You're going to get out. Don't worry." One of the men can be heard telling their friend on the 911 call. He just said he wants to get the F out of the hole. No shit. Let me say that again. He just said he wants to get, quote, the fuck out of the hole, the 911 caller said of the man stuck in the well. He's a little distressed.
A little distressed.
A little. Yeah. It happens.
Timmy,
I mean, when you get
well.
In a hole. I mean, how many times, I mean, when if you're not used to being stuck in a hole, then.
They're 18. He's 18. He probably hasn't been in many holes.
A fire rescue technical team used ropes to reach the man who was stuck in the well for about an hour.
Only an hour? They called 911 right away. He's only down there an hour by the time the rescuers get there. I would have at least tried a little bit longer than that.
It depends on what they were strapping him to. Around his waist and trying to pull him up or what? And then second of all, how big was the hole?
And how deep was he stuck? Was there mud down there? Yeah. Or is he just like a flat bottom that he was standing on?
I mean, if like you and I get in a hole, I mean, that's just stupid. But if he was like really skinny and got in a hole, in a big hole,
mm-hmm.
the person said he just wanted to go down and say he did it. And unfortunately, he didn't have the strength to get out of it. Volusia County Fire Rescue. I know. If you got all the way to the bottom, did he get to the bottom and he got stuck coming out?
Yeah, because the bragging rights isn't, I climbed into a well and then I climbed back out again. Or that's what the bragging rights would be. The bragging rights, you can't brag that I went down in a well and I got stuck there. Anybody can do that. That's just gravity.
I don't know. The man suffered scrapes and scratches and was checked out by the paramedics at the scene. Thanks to a group effort with the Volusia Fire, he was pulled out to safety, the sheriff's office said. Quote, we are in Halloween and people do crazy things, pranks and all that kind of stuff, Smock said. Smock?
Smoke, I think.
Smoke?
Yeah.
I'm going with Smock.
Okay.
Smock said there were other wells in the area that needed to be covered and properly sealed.
I mean, if you need to catch any more 18, 19, and 20-year-old boys.
So what are we going to say? Heather, let's recap the story with, if you had to recap this as the moral of the story, what would you go with?
I think the moral of the story is we really need to give a lot more love to the firemen and paramedics, because I used to work EMS, and this sounds like another fucking day. People stuck. I have this something stuck in my anus. I need to go to the ED. Like,
you just made vodka come out Phil's nose. So how many anal extractions have you had to perform as an EMT?
Well, what the fuck? No, we did not discuss this before the show notes. There are nothing in these show notes about anal extractions.
No. Well, and I'm just saying, like, this to me sounds like the Florida paramedics and firemen, this is probably like, you know, every Wednesday.
Well, damn. All right, I had a different take on it.
All right, what's your take?
My take, the moral of the story was, don't crawl into a hole you can't get out of.
That's a good take.
What's yours?
Guys are stupid.
All right, so we got guys are stupid, don't crawl in a hole you can't get out of, and anal extraction.
I think she started off with, thank you for the firefighters.
Oh, yeah, I missed that part.
And the EMTs.
That was literally the whole point.
Story number two, Florida moms brawl at a school bus stop. A brawl between two moms at a school bus stop landed both in the hospital. Both moms used a broken coffee mug as a weapon. I guess they each took half of it and started smashing away. Tiffany Cruz just got out of the hospital and is defending why she smashed a coffee mug over the head of another mom. Quote, it was self-defense over an incident that made no sense, unquote, she said. While Northport police, yeah.
There is no self-defense system that says, hi, go attack this other mom over the head with a coffee mug. I would like to know what, how is it, the lady with the coffee mug
mm-hmm.
hit this other lady over the head and said, oh, that was self-defense.
While Northport police say it started over an argument about parenting, Cruz claims they've had issues before. She says 2 weeks ago, she confronted that mom for yelling at another child at the bus stop. But Tuesday morning, their verbal arguments went too far. Quote, my heart was racing, unquote, said Ethan Cruz, who is of no relation to Tiffany Cruz. The child and his brother, Baron Velasquez, witnessed the fight from the back window of the school bus. Quote, her face was bleeding and stuff, unquote. Ethan.
Her cheekbone was exposed.
Unquote. I looked away, said Velasquez. Cruz admits she hit the other mom with her mug. Police have not identified the other woman. Quote, I put my arm up like this and I went to run, and that's when she picked up the glass, ran at me and stabbed me twice in my arm, once at my wrist and in back of my shoulder.
All right, so let me get this right. Hang on. So she got the woman who got hit over the head, reached down, picked up the shard
mug
glass
that
and
was
then
broken
ran,
over her head. Yeah.
And then ran after the other one and sliced her in the arm.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Holy shit.
Well, I guess, you know, they say it's either fight or flight, and she picked fight. Pieces of the mug were then used as a weapon in a slashing manner, police say. Both parents ended up in the hospital, but paramedics airlifted the other woman to the hospital with a serious cut to her throat.
Ooh.
ABC Action News asked Cruz if she thought she went too far and why she called it self-defense. Quote, because she hit me. She got this close to my face, nudged me with her nose, and when she nudged me with her nose, it was her fist going up, so my fist was going up, said Cruz. Oh, so she had the coffee mug in her hand, and she just put her hand up to block the punch and smacked her with the coffee mug at the
Damn.
Same time?
Sarah, see, now, the story. Here's the moral of the story for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd had a Yeti, this wouldn't have happened. She'd just have a knot on her head.
True, yeah, you can't break that with just...
But you can run over them with a Jeep. I did that.
Yeah, you can definitely flatten them out pretty well with a...
Not everyone is bougie enough to have a Yeti.
I have like 12. But the point is that when you do drink, don't leave it on the tire of the Jeep.
Yeah.
Because then drive off because you will run over it.
Leave it on the fender.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Sarasota County Schools is offering counselors after several dozen elementary age students witnessed the violent fight. What do you think about parents acting that way? We asked Velasquez, who responded with, crazy. I regret the whole incident. There's no reason it should have happened. We're adults, said Cruz. Investigators say charges are pending. As soon as they find the other lady.
Damn. I wonder what the damn argument was over. This is bad reporting. Like, what was it over?
It says about parenting. So she's probably yelling at somebody else's kids and...
Bitch, keep your hands... Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I'm taking from this. So here, those of you with mothers and fathers taking their kids to the bus stop, take Yetis.
First of all, my parents never walked me to my bus stop. I had to go out there all by my own self.
Yeah, mine didn't either.
Mine was in front of the house, so I didn't have to.
Well, yeah, part of the time I was going to school, mine was right in front of the house, but none of the other kids are parents.
You sound awful privileged. Got a lot of white privilege going on over there.
We just lived way the hell out in the country, and there were no other bus stops anywhere nearby, so it just could be by our house.
I think we should let Heather read this one.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Naked Florida man revealed on video sneaking into restaurant and munching on ramen. Mmm.
Now, who's ramen? Who's ramen?
The noodles.
Oh, ramen noodles?
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yes.
So ramen's not a person?
No, that's why it's lowercase and not capitalized.
Oh, okay, got it.
What? Anyway, stop talking, Phil.
Yes.
A St. Petersburg police officer was investigating a November 6th break-in at the Chataway restaurant. Reviewing surveillance video that shows the burglar devouring a plate of chicken wings and enjoying the beer inside the kitchen. But then the officer stumbled across another incident from the night before. The video shows a man riding his bike up to the restaurant and at the restaurant pedaling around the parking lot for 10 minutes, then slipping in through the back gate. After wandering around for a bit, he opens the door to a shed for storing odds and ends. And removes them one by one.
Odd end. Odd end. Odd end. Odd end.
Odd end?
It's full of odds and ends. So he took out all the odds, and then he took out all the ends. But you have to go either or, because
the
half of
them are
odd. What
the fuck are you talking about?
It's a shed for storing
to say
odds and
odds
ends.
Odds and evens, but it's,
no.
It's not a very good joke.
Well, no, the odd...
Ba-dum-psh.
Okay, we're going to keep going. Hopefully,
it's funnier if you don't have to explain it.
Not really, no.
Okay. Then the man gains access to the restaurant bathroom and exits without his clothes.
So he's naked.
Oh. Yes. I would assume that without clothing and naked.
Go hand in hand. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get a visual of this. He's in the shitter.
Oh, well, okay, well he, right. he exits.
Oh, okay.
Exits without his clothes.
So he left his clothes in the bathroom.
All right, I got it.
We didn't say locked. He just left them in the bathroom.
Right.
He proceeds to sit naked at one of the restaurant's picnic tables. Ooh.
I ain't sitting at that picnic table.
Mm, bare butt? Like, those are hard. Well, those are not.
I'd be worried about splinters.
I'd be worried about being the next patron sitting at that table.
I'd be worried about splinter. That hurt. You got to
be
careful.
I was thinking like the plastic ones, like the where they have like the rigid, like the.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Like the recycled milk carton ones?
Yeah. Anyway. At the restaurant's picnic tables and digs into a meal he brought with him. A maruchan? Is maruchan how you say that? Maruchan instant lunch ramen. Maruchan.
So he breaks into a restaurant and brings his own food to eat?
After he got naked and sat on the picnic table.
Yes.
This guy is all sorts of screwed up.
Ooh.
I like him.
The video also shows him playing bongos, also naked.
Wait, is this Matthew McConaughey?
Wait. Plays bongos? He brought bongos with him, or there are bongos at the bar? Restaurant?
It doesn't say.
I mean, we've done a thing before that goes bonga, 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 man, titties. But that was a different...
But no, don't you remember way back in the day there was a news story that Matthew McConaughey got the cops called on him by a neighbor, and the cops showed up and he was naked playing the bongos in his living room.
No, I don't remember that.
I don't remember this either.
Was that before or the after the article on High Times?
I'm pretty sure it was before because it was like really early in his career.
All right.
Okay, he came in with pants on. But rode off the bike without pants, Chataway server Chad Pearson said.
That's got to hurt. That I mean, because your pants keep everything from getting, like, mashed by that horn on the seat of the bike. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't have testicles, but it sounds horribly uncomfortable.
That's why you have to sit on the seat and you got to get them centered, one on each side.
Yeah.
Oh, you do one on each side. You don't do like two to one side.
No, you got to split them. You got to split them because you run the risk if you put two on one side, you risk of rolling one, and that hurts like a motherfucker. But you don't want to do that. As a medical student, you should know this.
That's going to be on the final.
Yep.
Well,
how to properly as a male how to properly, properly ride a bicycle mount a bicycle.
Ooh, I don't like the word mount. Makes me a little uncomfortable. Okay. I'm not sure if he took his pants with him, but we didn't find them. We still don't know where his pants are, that server Chad Pearson said.
I'm pretty sure he took them with him.
How did he go back and get them? Maybe he had an accomplice.
Maybe the other robber took
them. That's what I'm saying. He had an accomplice. This is a conspiracy theory.
Yep.
I don't know. He spray painted a few chairs.
We started off with just a dude on video. Now we've included nudity. Then we got ramen noodles. Then we got bongos. Now we got spray cans. How much shit did this guy bring with him?
Yeah, he brought a fucking duffel bag. He was ready for a party. So he spray painted a few chairs, the bongos, and a pickle jar.
There we go. And a pickle jar.
So the bongos did belong to the restaurant.
I guess so.
But his handiwork was barely noticeable, manager Amanda Kiddo said.
I can tell you why his handiwork was barely noticeable. Because he already huffed all that gas out of that spray.
I want to know where he had the damn paint cans hidden. Speaking of anal extractions.
Well, they could have been in his pants.
I don't know, but okay. But everything was put back so neatly. In fact, it was 4 hours before anyone noticed he had been there. So he's a very courteous naked man.
So it begs the question, has he done this before and they just didn't notice?
Oh, absolutely.
So nobody reported that he was naked sitting there. So the the restaurant was empty?
It was in the middle of the night. They were looking at the security camera footage the next day from somebody else who broke in, and they noticed this guy was there too. So they had two break-ins, but only one of them they actually knew about. This guy is Mr.
It was the middle of the night. Clean. Okay, all right. Well, that was not explained.
Yeah, he was only caught incidentally, which really makes me think he's been doing this for a while.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I've thought about doing it.
Which makes you think, how many restaurants have you been to where some homeless naked guy sat in a chair that you sit in?
I mean, I thought about it. I mean, it's kind of, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 in the morning, you know, go get naked on a park bench at a restaurant.
I don't need to hear this. Okay. We would not have known about the naked guy without the cop finding that video, kiddo said.
But I would have brought pork rinds, not
ramen noodles.
Not ramen noodles.
No. I'm not a ramen noodle fan.
I'd have brought pork rinds or some Cheetos. But Cheetos, if you're naked, is not probably the best thing to bring.
Because you got nothing to wipe your hands on.
You got nothing to wipe your hands on. It's going to get nasty. Yep. It's just gross.
Now,
yeah, that's the worst part.
Now, my brother had a genius idea that he wanted to sell to Frito-Lay back in the day. I'm sure nobody has taken him up on it, and I'm sure he hasn't taken the opportunity to let them know about it. So I'm just going to out his idea here. He said that every bag of Cheetos should come with a plastic glove attached to the package where you can pull the plastic glove off and then eat your Cheetos with that. So
you can't eat the whole bag at one time.
Bet me.
That's a good point. Yeah, I do. I eat the whole bag.
Stupid idea. I mean, sorry. I'm sure that's a great idea.
All right, finish the story. This is a long story.
It's a long story. Okay, police identified the man who was homeless, but did not release his name publicly. Kiddo declined to give his name and said the restaurant will not press charges because he caused no harm.
He was
they don't mind the naked
roof,
guy.
He was just looking for a roof over his head and a place to rest his nuts.
His goal was not to break in. His goal was just to hang out at the Chataway.
Yep.
What about the first guy? Police are still trying to catch him. He enjoyed the plate of chicken wings and some beer and stole an estimated $500 worth of stuff, including cash tips, a laptop, a tablet, and a grocery bag he filled with beer.
All right, so he got a grocery bag filled with beer, a laptop, a tablet, cash tips, and it was only $500 worth of stuff?
Well, there must have been very few
people. Yeah, what kind of laptop's worth less than $500?
I mean, like a Chromebook.
Well, I'm looking at four of them right now.
not mine. I'm on a payment plan on mine.
He made himself at home, kiddo said. He spent over an hour just milling around, going room to room and eating and drinking while he did it.
I'm surprised he didn't run into the naked guy.
Were they there at the same time? I thought the naked guy was there before.
No, the naked guy was there before, yeah.
The man also tried unsuccessfully to access the safe using his hands, a pot handle, and tongs. Kiddo is
Was it
confident
hot?
And well, at first I thought that said thongs, and I was like, a pot handle and thongs? What's a thong going to do? And
I thought it said thongs, too, but that's exactly where my head went.
There's no H.
But it should be there.
Well, speaking of thongs, I just listened to this last episode. Phil, you seriously work at the intimate section?
Yes, he does.
For
yes.
women's clothing?
Yes, I do. I work for an intimate apparel company, yes.
What?
I cannot say who, but I do work for an intimate apparel company.
He'll tell you after we hang up.
Oh, what? Like, that makes you sound like a creeper. I hope you know this.
Guess what?
Like,
I don't pay
$60,000
a year to work, and I live on the beach in South Florida and work in a women's lingerie company. Kiss my ass, all right?
Phil is living the dream.
Well, okay. You kind of got me there a little bit. Anyway, what are we talking about? We're talking about not thongs. We're talking about tongs.
Yeah.
Kiddo is confident that even though the two incidents happened back to back, they are not connected. I always used to joke and say that if you were going to break into the Chataway to make sure and grab a beer.
Well, maybe this guy heard her joking about that.
Well, yeah, and now it finally happened. Well, that's what you get for wishing stuff like that upon yourself.
Yep, careful what you wish for. it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
Florida Man or Tourist.
Each week I give a list of five famous or infamous people, and Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man or is a tourist, meaning he is not from the state of Florida. For the sake of this game, Florida Man can be a man, woman, boy, or girl. If Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. And if he misses three or more, I win. And
so we are... I won the last three?
No, I won the last one.
Are you sure?
You won
no,
two before
no,
that.
No, I won the last one. You did double or nothing, and I said, no, it doesn't count.
Hey, Heather, that was two episodes ago. You listened to the newest episode today. Who won?
Yeah, I did.
Who won?
Joel, you
yes.
won.
See?
Fuck.
All right, so I've got another Headlines edition. And we do have a theme, this Headlines edition. It's all about Florida Man and animals.
Animals.
Heather, do you want to play on a team with Phil and help him out, or do you want to go on your own?
Ooh. Well, what would I win if I got on my own?
Not a damn thing.
Fine, I'll help Phil.
All right. Can we show a little more enthusiasm with that? How about...
I'm so excited.
There we go. Thank you.
Good, because my dog... Rhea, I swear to mother... Get off. Thank you. Okay, we're all good. We're on it. We're thank you. She's a puppy.
What kind of a puppy?
A black puppy.
That's racist.
It's not racist. She's fucking black. I just saw her on the TV.
Actually...
She's a Belgian Malinois German Shepherd.
And what color is she?
Black.
See? Black dog.
All right.
Black dog. Black puppy dog.
I have a black dog. Well, my daughter has a black dog. It's her service dog. And
how come I say black and everybody goes racist?
And actually, our black dog is racist. She barks at every black person she's ever encountered.
I just realized, you cannot see us at all, can you?
I can see half of Joel's face. Here, let me look at your pretty face, Phil. Turn the screen and I'll look at Phil for the last half of the episode.
You need one of those honeycomb.
Oh, God, I regret it.
Fucking bitch. All right. Story number one.
I'm losing my breath holding my gut in. I'm on video this week.
Number one. Woman causes chaos at airport with an emotional support squirrel.
Hmm. Emotional support squirrel.
Do you guys have a big squirrel problem down there in Florida?
We got all kind of animal problems. Mm-hmm.
I say, I don't know, squirrels? Squirrels kind of is like an Indiana thing. Like, I am telling you, we got fucking squirrels like we have ants. Like, they're fucking everywhere, and they come in the packs of 1,000.
Squirrels?
All right, so we're going tourist on this one, apparently.
All right, you say tourist. Number two, man wearing Crocs breaks into an alligator farm and is attacked by a crocodile.
Oh, fuck. All right, so I'm going to go tourist on the... I think, now, before we say it, I'm going to say tourist because it's... We would have heard something about this, but... Remember, not only all alligator farms are not in Florida. You got Louisiana.
See, that's where my mind would have gone. It would have been like Florida, alligators.
We got Louisiana, but... Mississippi, Alabama, East Coast, Southern, Southeast Texas. I mean, so there's other areas of alligators. But, oh, shit.
I feel like maybe it's too obvious. Like
it is too obvious.
He wants you to think Florida.
I know. He's trying to trick me. Kind of like he did with the presidents, but...
Oh, yeah, you have been pissed about that for like 10 episodes.
Oh, I'm not letting it go either. That was the worst ever. All right, we're going tourist. I think you're trying to trick us.
Okay, number three.
Might like that shit happen in Naples.
Number three, man arrested for taunting bison in Yellowstone National Park. Is that a Florida man on vacation, or is that a tourist?
See, this is tricky, because it has to be a Florida man on vacation.
Yeah, but
or tourist.
We've already had two tourists, so you gotta play the you gotta think about like kind of like blackjack here. So you gotta think about the odds. But you're not thinking about the odds. You're fighting off your puppy.
My mothering does not turn off.
All right, you call this one.
Oh, don't do this to me. I mean, it sounds dumb, like a Florida man.
All right, let's go with that then. Let's go Florida man then.
Oh, no, now it's my fault if it's wrong.
You only cost me a bottle of Tito's if it's wrong.
All right.
Okay, number four. Man arrested after buying 500 illegal roaches online.
Jesus Christ. Where do you find this shit?
What the fuck?
And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about the actual insects. No, I'm not talking about joints or anything like that. I'm talking about actual insects.
Like, who would sell 500 roaches? I mean, that's like, okay.
That doesn't even sound America.
Like, yeah, all right, let's go. I'm with you. Let's go tourist on that one then.
That's fucked up. Whew.
Okay, and finally, number five. Couple arrested after dead dog found tied to a tree and others found emaciated in the house.
What does emaciated mean?
Emaciated means like starved to death, almost to death. Skin and bones.
Story. God.
Well, these are morbid.
That's. God damn. I don't.
These are all real stories. You just have to tell me where they happened, Florida or elsewhere. A couple arrested after dead dog found tied to a tree and others found emaciated in the house.
Florida man. Pull the trigger. God. We got to go. We got a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
And next time we do this, you got to not wear the big-ass chrome heart earrings, okay? They're extremely distracting.
Wait, can you really hear earrings?
They're really distracting.
Oh, I can take them out.
Phil gets distracted by shiny things.
Shining things distract me.
God.
Okay.
All you have to do is ask.
Number one, Florida woman causes chaos at airport with emotional support squirrel. You said tourist. And that was a Florida woman. She was
in
the Orlando airport. They shut down the entire...
How do you get a license for an emotional support squirrel?
Oh, she didn't. She did a ticket for an emotional support animal, and the airline called bullshit because she didn't say that it was an actual squirrel. Because the only animals you can have as an emotional support animal are dogs and miniature horses.
You can have cats, too.
Oh, yes. Dogs, cats, and miniature horses. Those are the only three that
you
are legal.
You can take a miniature horse on a airplane?
That is, for some reason, some weird reason, a miniature horse is the only animal besides
dogs. Is that national or Florida?
Yeah, that is federal. That is a federal.
That's federal?
Federal as a service animal.
That sounds like something Florida would do, but we can't count down here. So if anybody has any... access to Sesame Street and Big Bird. Can you send Big Bird down here to help us fucking count our votes? Because we still can't seem to figure that shit out. That's my political thing for the week.
Okay.
Sorry.
Number two. So you're 0 for 1. Number two.
Thank you, Heather. Great job.
Man wearing Crocs breaks into alligator farm and is attacked by a crocodile.
No way.
You said tourist, and that one is a Florida man.
God. Ah, that's your fault.
That is my fault. You're right.
Yep. If you know, I have in the past tried to throw you off with the alligator thing, but this time it was a actual real Florida gator.
Florida gator. was that what it was, Joel? Yeah.
All right, number
Florida gator.
Just mock my speech impediment. That's fine.
All right, I'm good. I'm back. I'm good.
Number three, man arrested for taunting bison in Yellowstone National Park. You said that's a Florida man, and that was a tourist.
Yeah, we're done.
Specifically from Oregon.
You made me pick.
Yeah, that was an Oregon man that taunted the bison in Yellowstone.
Wow, we're fucking horrible.
Yeah, we're horrible. We may get skunked.
Number four. Yeah, see, I'm from Florida, can't count. Number four, man arrested after buying 500 illegal roaches online. You said tourist, and this was another Florida man.
God.
He was buying roaches. These roaches are apparently
How do you buy roaches online?
There are...
On Amazon?
So, I'm not sure what they didn't say what website he got them from. But basically, he was buying them as food for his pet iguana.
Oh, I forgot.
And they are a special soft shell roach, which is an invasive species in the state of Florida. So they're banned here.
Yeah, so we all, Phil and Joel know that I have my three dogs and I have a cat. I also have a stupid gecko that I let my fiance get because he just like kept wanting it.
How big is that?
And, well, geckos don't get big.
No.
We have like, they run like wild around here.
No, those are annals.
Annals?
Yeah, annals.
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 They're not as big. This thing is like, I don't know, 6 inches or something, maybe. But
that's what her boyfriend tells
me. He was trying to convince me to feed it crickets, and I'm like, not having fucking crickets in my house.
So his boyfriend, her boyfriend says they're 6 inches, but actually it's 2.5.
I'm calling my boyfriend. I got a ring on my finger.
All right, so her fiance says it's 6 inches, but it's probably around 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And
with all the ones that says inch equals a mile.
No. That more like 8, but number, keep going.
Oh.
Number 5.
I did that just for you, Phil.
Yeah. Couple arrested. Thank you. Couple arrested after dead dog found tied to a tree. Others found emaciated in a house. You said this was a Florida man, and this one was a tourist. This took place in Kentucky.
Fantastic.
Now, usually when Phil has a guest, that helps him out. That gives him the little guest bump, and he gets at least 3 right. This is the first time I believe that I've skunked you. First or second?
No, this is second time.
Second time.
Story number 4. Florida man arrested for throwing adult toy on field during Bills/Patriots game.
Oh, I thought I was getting this one. Shit, I did this.
You already read one, and you already read one, and yeah, we took a vote while you weren't looking, and you're not reading anymore.
Yeah, you got the naked guy one.
Okay.
Things took an awkward but unexpected turn earlier this month in Buffalo when several Bills fans during a Monday night home game against the Patriots decided to lob sex toys onto the field. And now one of them, a Florida man named Michael Abdallah, has been arrested for the act.
They had to pick out the Florida man.
Well, the last name, like Abdallah, I'm guessing he's not native.
They were profiling.
For whatever reason, throwing these inanimate rubber objects on the field is just kind of a thing that Bills fans do. And now, when Monday Night Football comes to Buffalo, you can bet they aren't calming down for the enthusiasm.
All right, so I am a fan of the Detroit Red Wings, and when we're in the playoffs, we throw octopus onto the ice. That was really where the throwing things onto the playing surface got started back in the 60s. Because actually, I think it was back in the 50s. Because the octopus has 8 arms, and back then they only had to win 8 games to win the Stanley Cup. But now they're throwing vibrators onto the.
Well, we don't know they're not vibrators. They're dildos. Big difference, Joel. If we would need to have a sex toy education here shortly,
yeah,
then
they did say inanimate, so that kind of rules out the vibrating.
It does, no vibrating,
because the vibrating is an animation.
That's correct.
It's a movement. Yeah,
they were even warned by the folks who run the stadium not to throw quote anything on the field, like telling a child not to do something. This did not deter Bills fans. As captured by multiple reporters in and around the game, multiple sex toys were tossed onto the field.
Well, that's better than
Aren't
what?
Those kind of expensive?
They are. That's what I was going. So let's talk to Heather about this one, because we can't equate to the...
Yeah, I don't relate.
We can't relate to the quality of sex toys in relation to whether I should throw them on the field or not. But, so, I mean, let's think about this, Heather. If you've got your favorite, would you toss it up in the middle of a game?
Or do you buy a special one just for this purpose?
Or lack of better words, do you buy a beater? You know, that you don't care.
A burner.
You know, a beater or a burner that you could throw out that I don't care if I lose that one, but by God, you ain't getting this one.
Well, I don't think I'd be able to throw my fiance up in the air and onto the field. So I would have to go out and buy a special beater sex toy. I like what you did there. For this specific reason.
Damn, she got me on that one.
Yep.
I got to come out with a little more cunning.
Linguistics.
All right. I can do this. But one that landed in the end zone was likely what captured the attention of authorities and ultimately resulted in Abdallah being arrested by the Erie County Sheriff's Office and charged with disorderly conduct. My guess is he threw a Kong Dong out there.
Maybe a double ender?
Could have been. Double ender or a Kong Dong. Either way, that was the dildo that
Does
broke
Kong
the strap.
Make dongs?
Oh, yeah.
Or I thought they just made dog toys.
The King Kong Dong.
The King Kong Dong.
Ooh, the King Kong Dong. My dog had a toy called the Kong Dong.
Yeah, we've had those before, too. Yeah, but that's not the same thing, no. These are not red either. These are usually black.
Oh, yeah. So, like the bigger, blacker dick is, like, what this is.
Yes.
Okay.
Abdallah is due back in court in December after being released on bail, either $2,500 cash or $1,000 bond. According to a report from WKBW, deputies in the, quote, new era field, security, pieced together eyewitness accounts and surveillance footage in order to determine who what it was throwing the object on the field.
They went to the instant replay?
They did, which is, frankly, a whole lot of effort to put into finding who engaged in the lewd behavior.
So they rewound it and they tracked the dildo back up into the hand of the man that threw it.
Consider it a message from the Bills to the rest of the world and every Florida man out there. Throw a sex toy on the field at New Era Field and you are subject to the most embarrassing arrest of all time.
Oh, no.
No.
Arrest can be much more embarrassing.
No, there could be a lot more embarrassing arrest than that.
No. Because
think about the woman who got arrested with the glass pipe up the hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's more embarrassing.
That's a lot more embarrassing than this. But the question is,
all he's got to do is, if it was a really big one, just say, "Oh yeah, that one was modeled after myself. I plaster casted myself."
Joel,
that's my signature edition.
Thank you. The question though that I have from all of this is that,
and Abdallah is a really
how
long
much
name
does
too.
An octopus cost at the store to throw on the ice?
You know, I don't know.
Is it more or less? I mean, you could think dildos get pretty expensive.
Well, it was
if you're buying by the inch.
The guy that started
the
tradition in Detroit was he worked at a seafood.
Shut up, Heather.
So he got him at cost. I'm sure he owned like a seafood.
I mean, we're dudes. I mean, let's be fair. I've only bought two or three dildos online, but I mean, Heather is a female in this. So how much do these things cost?
Well, I'm looking it up right now. I'm gonna get the worst ads on my phone now. Holy hell. Okay. Mega silicone realistic dildo. $63.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Some are a little cheaper.
You can get a real dick for free.
But you can't throw a real dick on the football field.
That's true.
That shit does not count for free, I can assure you.
That is very
you.
True.
Oh, there's some weird cheaper. I think it's the realism. I'm finding some on here that are only like $25.
Does it have
that
look real?
Want it to look like real.
Does it have veins on it?
Yeah.
Oh, and
it had it had testicles. I don't know if dildo did come with testicles. This one did.
Oh yeah.
So you got extra. Oh, that's so it doesn't like slip inside. That's the.
Why are you asking me, dude? I don't know.
I'm not asking you. I'm just talking into the microphone. You just happened to be sitting across from me, so I was looking at you.
Ooh, Amazon. Amazon always has the best prices. Let's see if they have the best. A Beauty Molly Superior 7-inch anal realistic. Whoa.
An anal realistic. Whoa.
Realistic penis dildo with suction cup. Adult sex toys for women. This has some real veins, and it's only $10.
So it's got a suction cup so you can stamp it. You can stick it to the coffee table.
Yeah.
Or the stall over the bathroom, the shower. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get some weird ads on my Amazon now. I regret everything.
All right, I'm
incognito mode.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to tell you that.
It's Chrome. Go to the top right. Little three little circles. Dots. Touch.
I know how to do incognito mode.
Oh, you do? So you've been in areas where you need to do incognito. I see.
Yeah, I don't need to use it.
Well, you know that little guy that pops up in your browser with the little hat and the sunglasses on?
Yeah.
That's the guy that watches you masturbate.
And there we go. We went there.
Yep.
Did you unfortunately went there?
This is going to require a lot of editing.
Oh yeah.
You have such a disturbed look on your face.
Aren't you glad you did this, Heather?
I told you this was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all fun and games till you get invited to the show, huh?
Yeah, and I can't make it down to Florida. I tried. No one can come with me, and I can't afford to go if I, like, pay for all of it myself. I tried, though.
Yes.
I asked lots of people. And
high five.
Weird, like, people, you know, crazy, can't just, like, randomly get off work to, like, make a trip to Florida.
Well, We'll miss you terribly and think of you often. Now that we know how to do Skype thing, we can actually maybe Skype you in. You can be a part of the, what are we calling this? The Christmas show. The Christmas show.
Yeah. Skyping's free.
We'll see how this goes. If we get any, you know, if we drop in downloads, then you're off. But we'll see.
You're going to get so many downloads because all my family, I'm going to make them.
Okay. There goes two more. All right. And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Man Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at floridamanpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman. Speaking of extended episodes, only our Patreon subscribers can hear extra Florida Man story at the end of this episode, and it's a good one.
Serious? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just wait. The best way to help out the show right now is to help us grow by telling your friends and family. And this week is the best time to do it. Download a couple of your favorite episodes and queue up the best parts and play them for your family while you're visiting for Thanksgiving.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Man Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
All right, for 26 episodes, I have said this. 26 weeks in a row. And I am going to let Heather make this next statement.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
All right. Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Oh, actually, we're not. We're going to finish up with a different song. Yeah, we've got a new song.
Oh,
because I was inspired.
Yesterday,
actually, I was inspired. And I recorded a song because I was commuting to work, and it's season already here in Florida.
Do you know what season is, Heather?
Snowbirds.
Yes, oh, yeah. Snowbirds.
The city of Fort Myers doubles from pretty much the week after, right around Christmas to Easter.
But there's a bunch of people who come down either October or November and kind of get their houses ready for season.
And then they go back and come back again.
Yeah, but it seems like they all showed up this week.
Yeah. So season here, literally, it is phenomenal for the economy, and it's the only way that we, a lot of restaurants and small businesses, survive in Fort Myers, the Naples area. Even Sarasota and all the way down to Naples and even on the East Coast. But what used to may take you out of season 15 minutes to get somewhere will take you 45 now.
Yeah, it sucks. So I'm going to play for you guys now a little song that I wrote. And I didn't write the music. I just wrote the lyrics. So here it goes.
Air conditioner set at 61. My temper's rising high. I wanna punch everyone. I can't keep my cool. Cause of the traffic getting so bad, I start to panic. It's the beginning of season. I can't keep my cool, yeah. And don't you say they pay my salary. I'm not in the tourist industry. These snowbirds now, they ruin my commute. Because they won't move. I wanna throw them in the ocean with cement shoes, or feed them to the gators or the wild hogs too. They're driving in the fast lane, why won't they just move? Yeah, let someone else take the wheel, or else just take an Uber.
Joel, that is
bad.
I'll tell you one thing. If they would leave, it wouldn't be.
Oh, there's
the
two
same.
Verses, Heather. Yay.
In every Publix and Walmart, your fucking card is blocking the aisle. Fucking Ohio. License plate on a fucking grave, although riding in the leftmost lane, but going too slow makes my head pound and pound. And don't you say they pay my salary. I'm not in the tourist industry. These snowbirds now, they ruin my commute because they won't move. I wanna throw them in the ocean with cement shoes, or feed them to the gators or the wild dogs too. They're driving in the fast lane, why won't they just move? Yeah, let someone else take the wheel, or else just take an Uber.
Thank you, Joel. That is. Oh, is there a third verse?
No, that was.
Thank
God. Okay.
I was inspired in traffic yesterday.
That's great, Joel. That's fantastic.
Really,
we talked about spice in the show up a little bit. Yeah. I didn't know you were going to that extreme. Oh, there's more.
Oh, it's the same.
It's the hook. That's great.
Take the wheel, or else just take an Uber.
See, you messed up.
Or else just take an Uber. Or else just take an Uber.
Is that the name of the song, Just Take an Uber?
No, it's
Move.
Move
is the name of the song.
I'm a pretty good rapper.
You're a good rapper? I am.
I almost was in the med school. Well, I was in the med school talent show.
So he's turned it up so that he can hear you talk. Joe, that song will not end quick enough.
Fuck, it's still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Go back up north, motherfuckers.
Holy mother of God.
Why don't you just go back up, motherfuckers? Wow, this is... This one take. Yeah, one take, I can tell. This is... Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is why we can't have nice shit. Yeah.
All right.
Fantastic.
That was a struggle.
Are we done?
Yeah, now we'll play the Florida Man song.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.